This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. Okay, it's great to have today here on BPN Radio one of my spiritual sons, Dr. David Remedios, who is a surgeon and also a pastor, and he's a graduate of the New York University School of Medicine, Baylor College of Medicine, University of South Florida School of Medicine. And Dr. David Remedios and his wife, Yvonne, have been in a relationship with Gene and I since about 1989. And I ministered with them several times, several places, many places. And also they are a pastor in Louisiana. And Dr. David Remedios, Pastor David Remedios, good to have you on today.
It's a pleasure and an honor to be with you, Brother Dale.
Well, I want to talk to you today because you've been to England and been ministering there for one of your spiritual sons. And tell us about your journey.
Well, we went to visit my spiritual son and his family, and he ended up allowing us, inviting us to minister on TBN and for the United Kingdom, and it's just an amazing move of God that God is doing in that nation. I was in some ways very surprised, pleasantly surprised, to see the level of hunger in that nation. Something is happening, and I sense when I walked into that, when I got off the airplane in that nation, that England has sent missionaries and has been literally the cradle of revival for most of the, if not the entire world, and they have sent missionaries and planted churches all over the place. And I believe that there is a time of a move of God for that nation and for the entire European continent. Once again, I see the fires of revival beginning there and in Wales, and something is really stirring very, very deeply. The whole nation is shaking, and the enemy thought he had the last laugh, and many people consider that nation and most of the European countries in the European Union sort of a post-Christian society. But I see the fire of God coming in and burning all the dross and burning the preconceived ideas, the intellectuals and those who would deny God. I see them falling at the feet. I just see areas of the zone of the glory of God in certain places and regions around churches, and where the face of the, where people seek the face of the Lord, falling on their knees. They don't even know why they're beginning to weep. God is moving even in the entertainment industry. He's moving in the workplace in that nation, and so I believe it's part. There's a move of God here in America, but I saw, much to my surprise, that there's also a move of God for that nation and for that entire continent. So we immediately, when we got there, we did two television interviews followed by a Praise the Lord program, and just the presence of God just filled that auditorium, that place, those studios where we were at, and the power of God has gone forth like I never really imagined or suspected that it would. So I have good news for those intercessors that are tuning in right now, that there is a there is a move of God, and we need to set ourselves with what God is doing in this season, in this hour, not only in our nation, but also in England. So it's very, very strategic in the spirit as the intercessors pray to pray for laborers. There really yeah. is a dire need for laborers in the field
yeah.
to gather in the harvest so that
yeah.
the harvest, when it comes in, it will not be wasted. And you know, it's really, really important. That's we got to begin to think strategically in the kingdom of God. And so,
yeah.
you know, that's what I sense in my heart.
Well, you know, I've been going to England since 1990. And, of course, you returning to England is a fulfillment of a prophetic word. When you went to England with me a few years ago, that you would come back and you would actually, you know, carry a mantle that that was on me for England and the United Kingdom. And so, you know, it, your journey back to England was very, very important, very strategic in my life, because I really saw a few years ago when you and I went together to England, how God was going to use you. And now you have one of your spiritual sons that's leading the TBN network there, and I guess they're broadcasting throughout Europe.
That is correct, Brother Dale. It's really a complete fulfillment of that prophetic word that you gave me when we were both there over five and a half years ago to the day almost. And it's really very amazing how God strategically positions people. Once the prophetic word is released, that word doesn't stop just because we may not see a manifestation immediately of it. The word has been sent forth, and God yeah. is moving. God is working behind the scenes.
Yes, he is.
And in places that we cannot see. And the moment you release that in that environment, in that atmosphere, that word just, it's been traveling, and God's been bringing order. That was just amazingly, 3 years before you released that word, the way I met this spiritual son of mine was on Skype. He was living in South Africa, and another spiritual son of mine introduced him. He said, would you pray for them on Skype? Well, I could hardly see them because he's 7 hours ahead and the room was kind of dark. But I began to pray and prophesy for about 45 minutes. I had an office full of patients, and I had to, in my mind, I knew I had to go back to my office, but
yeah.
the presence of Jesus was so strong. And,
yeah.
and I began to prophesy, and I did not know it, but they had recorded the entire prophetic word. And,
uh-huh.
and, it really, in that word was actually even England involved.
Mm.
And, but you know, Brother Dale, the most amazing thing to me is that when we are obedient, when we release, the giftings of God are given. They're free. They're given by grace, we're ministered by faith. And when we give, when we water others, God will end up watering us as well. So I did not realize that that prophetic word for them actually involved my destiny.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, here we are 8 years later. Of course, the prophetic word was released over this young couple in the tip of the African continent.
Mm-hmm.
And then 3 years later, you released the prophetic word with me in England itself.
Yeah.
And already God had set the wheels in motion where they ended up now being in that position in the United Kingdom. And so God had been orchestrating it. And when God speaks something, God sent out his word and he healed them. And
yeah.
the word of the Lord is a creative word. It's not just the word of declaration, but he declares and calls the things that are not and brings out of nothing,
yeah.
creates out of nothing
uh-huh.
without the use of material prime resources. God begins to form with his word. And that's all, like you said, Brother Dale, one word from God can change our destiny
yeah.
in our life. And I'm
yeah.
so absolutely convinced that, I just want to encourage those under the sound of my voice that as you stand in what appears to be circumstances that are contrary, you may not see it, but I heard once that we have to say what we see so that we can see what we say.
That's right.
We have to say what we see so that we can see what we say.
Yeah.
So, you know, and when we hear the Holy Spirit speaking and when we speak what is in the mind of God,
mm-hmm.
and I think for us, most of us, it's to take the eyes off the circumstances and begin to say what he is saying. And then the circumstances and the visible have to align to the invisible. not, you know, most of us try to make the invisible align to what we're seeing, but the Lord is calling us to declare and to call those things that are not as though they were, because once God says that they are, they're more real than what our circumstances, than what we can palpate, and that what we can see. And the Lord is calling for a church today that will speak into situations, they will speak into places of government, they will go in into places of media and of entertainment. I maybe I've said it before, but the walls of the church are about to break wide open. This move of God is not confined to a particular church. This move of God is in regions. Nations will be involved. Peoples of government, spontaneous meetings, places of the glory of God, salvations, unbelievable. You know, religion has done a fine job at ostracizing and keeping people out, but this move of God, people will not be denied. They will not be kept out. They will not be kept outside of the courts, but they will come in droves and they will take the place. And I see entire places just being overrun by desperate people, and they want the word.
Yeah.
But Brother Dale, they want the word of the Lord. They want the prophetic word. They want the logos word of the Lord, which will become a rhema word. And it's time. It is time to pray for America. It's time to pray for the European continent. It is time to pray for the nations. God's been busy for now. I'm beginning to realize this right now, that for a number of years, God has been preparing people in the secret place, in places where nobody would ever even think. People,
right.
even in different professions,
that
may not be necessarily ministers, but he's preparing ministers as well. He's not a respecter of persons. He's not impressed by somebody's title or lack of a title, but all he's looking for is availability and obedience. So I see that happening. I'm supposed to go back to England, and again, it's going to be just amazing what I see God doing, and I'm going to be, again, filming some programs and what have you, but just because of the mercy and grace of the Lord, and a door, an effectual door of utterance that's been opened, but that was the prophetic word that you released.
Mm-hmm.
You released that word, and now the time of manifestation between the spoken word, the prophetic word, and the manifestation of the word, there are problems. Sometimes there's time and there appears to be a delay, but delay does not mean denial. But sometimes the longer the waiting period, or the period when we don't see anything happening, is because that is a direct proportionality to the magnitude of what is about to happen. So if you've had prophetic words over your life and God's spoken over you, do not cancel your destiny. Do not come into agreement with your circumstances, but come into agreement with the word of the Lord. You need to speak what God has said and keep on speaking it and set yourself in agreement. And Jesus, when he taught the disciples, said, "Let your kingdom come, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Somebody here on earth needs to agree with what's being done in heaven. And we carry that ability because we're carriers of the presence of Jesus, and we're mouthpieces for the voice of the Lord. And when we say not our opinion, but his word, things begin to align themselves.
Yeah.
Again, our circumstances must align to the word of the Lord and not the other way around. I sense there's actually a missionary family that has been under the sound of my voice, and they've been struggling with this because their circumstances appear to be dire, and the moment that they made the decision to follow through, they've even doubted because everything, almost all hell broke loose. But I just have a word from the Lord for you. Just you dig in your heels. Sometimes what you may have to do is sometimes even hunker down. This thing is going to blow over, but the glory of God is going to break out upon your ministry. You will bring them out. You will bring them out of darkness, of oppression and depression. You will bring them out of the vice of religion and alcoholism and drugs and prostitution.
Yeah.
God has called you. It's a family, a missionary family called to an inner city place here in America, and the assignment is real. It's just as legitimate as those who go overseas. But anyway, Brother Dale, it's an honor to be here sharing the word of the Lord with the audience, and I think I'm so grateful you're going to allow me to be here speaking, sir.
Oh, you're such a tremendous blessing to my life, you and your wife and your children, And you've just made such a major difference in Gene and I. And I know you bless so many, many people. And I'm so thankful you are back in England. I know that word has taken over 5 years to come to pass. So
yes,
every word does not happen immediately. Sometimes it takes a year, 2 years, or maybe even 5 years. But we're talking about England. I know that this broadcast reaching around the world, and, of course, the United Kingdom is our second best listening audience. And, you know, Gene and I went to England in 1990 and began to sow into that nation. And it was at that time that the first word I got was that I saw young people being shot out like arrows, launched out of England all across the world. So I know that England is going to be a major launching pad for the gospel of Jesus Christ, and people are going to be shot out all over the world. So I know that's a very strategic place, as well as Scotland and Ireland and Wales, and, of course, all of Europe, Germany. And I'm so thankful that you're a part of that. And I'm so thankful that you've been a pioneer in crossing over the line, because I know that you were trained to be a surgeon. You trained under Dr. Michael DeBakey, the famous heart transplant surgeon. And, you were just planning on being a one-dimensional physician, surgeon. And of course, that takes a lot of time. But then God called you to preach, and then God called you to be a pastor. So I've been prophesying it's actually easier to do three things than one thing. And now you are, those three things are working together to create, a threefold cord is not easily broken. And so you have this three-pronged ministry, and God is using you. And I know that you also, of course, not only a pastor, a surgeon, but you're a revivalist. And a revivalist is one that stirs up revival. And in a time when so many bad reports are coming across America, and we hear it everywhere, and sometimes we repeat everything we're hearing on television, the talk shows and the different broadcasts, the media reports. But we need to be talking about the radical revival coming, and I believe it's coming. And I believe that people that are one-dimensional are going to become tri-dimensional. And people are going to step out into new dimensions, the old and the young coming out of obscurity, the old coming out of retirement, and as well as a release of Spanish-speaking people. And I know you've been with me in many different places where you interpreted for me in Spanish, and I want us to pray for Spanish speaking people. But in this hour, when there's so many negative reports coming down the pike in America, what can we as Christians, what can we as the church look forward to?
Well, the glorious the darker the night, the brighter the light.
Yeah.
Glory to God. That wickedness is going to, look, it's going to increase. It's no surprise. We read the back of the book.
Right.
But we need to understand that our light will shine the brightest, the darker the place is. And they will see Jesus. The time for lukewarm Christianity is over.
Yeah.
We're going to have to define ourselves. Who are you going to serve? Who are you going to serve these days? Choose you this day.
Yeah.
Many are being called out, not just from the world or from addictions, but they're being called out. There's a major call coming to the body of Christ. I'm talking about the church. I'm talking about the redeemed. I'm talking about those who are going to make heaven. Well, we've been called to far more than just making heaven. We have been called to be carriers of the glory of God. We've been called to make an impact in our sphere of influence. If each and every believer carried the light of Christ and they just allowed for Christ to shine through them and in them, and if they would just lead that life of just obedience to Christ, it will be absolutely explosive. So I believe that the Lord is getting us ready, the church ready. And I was preaching this Sunday at the church. We either fall on the rock or the rock will fall on us. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it cannot bear fruit.
Yeah.
And you know, Brother Dale, most of my life, most of the stuff I've walked through has been my own personal unwillingness to allow myself to fall and die. But it's about legacy. This is much bigger than ourselves. See, we spend too much time at the American church in self-preservation.
Yeah.
We have been trying to preserve ourselves. Mm-hmm. But when we allow ourselves to fall, the Bible says, we know that this light and temporary affliction produces in us or achieves in us an eternal weight of glory, an eternal glory. Nothing else can produce in us a glory, because people are not going to be attracted to the, there's the anointing, which is awesome, but then there is the glory. In the anointing, we do the work, but in the glory, God does the work.
Yeah.
So there is a level of glory that is coming to the church where we will walk into places and people are going to begin to weep spontaneously. They're going to approach us and they're going to ask us, how can I be saved? What must I do? Demons are going to flee, but it is time for the American church to arise and come into this glory. We're going to speak the things that God is saying. It's not that we're denying what's going on around us. That is obvious. It doesn't take a genius to agree with what we're seeing, mm-hmm. but it takes someone that is hearing from God and that is focused on what he's saying to declare. Because again, as I was saying earlier, when we speak, the circumstances will begin to align to the word of the Lord. So the church has to stop saying what the world and circumstances are saying. They need to begin to speak and say what God is saying, the proceeding word of the Lord that will cause the tangible, measurable changes. And I believe that a revival is coming to the body of Christ, so to prepare us to receive this harvest of souls. At the end of the day, it's not for us to feel more spiritual. We're already blessed beyond measure. The preparation is so that we can be effective disciples, so that we can prepare for the harvest of souls, so that we can plunder hell and repopulate heaven, and mm-hmm. that there are angels, legions of angels that have been dispatched, and they're looking for believers who are willing to fall on the rock, believers who are willing to go the last traveled road, because there's a road of glory. There is an eternal glory, not just a temporary thing down here. And if there is an eternal glory,
yeah.
See, our work that we have begun here is in a continuum with eternity. Our relationship with Christ today is just the beginning of an eternal relationship of discovery,
yeah.
and of love. And so we need to learn to cooperate. How are we going to handle heaven? How are we going to handle heaven if we have to fight the Lord? If God has to tell us something 4, 5, 8 times, why don't we just, when he speaks, let us just obey. Sometimes it may be in the smallest thing, and maybe
yeah.
just release a word of encouragement to mm-hmm. someone. And you know, is that you, Lord? Do you really want, I mean, you know, the devil is not going to tell you to be an encouragement to someone. Be obedient, and
right.
It may not feel, but if God can trust us with the small things, then he will put us over the bigger things.
Yeah.
And I found myself in England over this nationwide television station speaking to the nation. But, Brother Dale, it began right here. It began to be willing to sit with my living room, with my family, and speak to them the word of the Lord. It began mm-hmm. to be being on Skype over a couple that I have never met.
Yeah.
And being willing to speak the word of the Lord, and if he can trust us over the small things, then he will put us over larger and very bigger things. And that's what it is. God is looking for people who are faithful, who are obedient. He knows we trust him, but can he trust us? And so again, once the promotion and there, you know, I was, and if you have another couple of minutes, brother, I just feel this really strongly in my heart.
Sure,
you know. You know the story of Esther and Mordecai?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mordecai, everybody knows the story of Esther. Mordecai got to play king for a day, you know, when evil Haman
mm-hmm.
said who, you know, what should be done for the man that the king decides to honor. Well, evil Haman thought that he was going to be the one riding a horse and wear the king's robe, but the king said, no, go find Mordecai at the king's gate.
Yeah.
Go find him. Even the king knew where Mordecai was at. He was such a servant. And so Mordecai got promoted to be king for a day. He rode in the royal horse. He wore the robe of the king, and he had Haman announcing him, proclaiming him. But you know what happened at the end of the day? He got to play king for a day. Just because he got to be king for a day, that didn't mean that he was king.
Right.
It did not alter his servant's attitude. After that day that he got to play king for, he went back to the king's gate to serve. Because many in the body of Christ, we need to watch and protect our hearts that we will not fail the pre-promotion promotion.
That's right.
There is a pre-promotion promotion that tests our hearts to see if we're going to handle the real promotion from God. and when a promotion or recognition comes, do we allow our hearts to be elevated or lifted up? Do we rise up and try? Do we think that we deserve this or that or the other? Or are we willing to go back to serve at the king's gate?
Right.
So
very
I just
good.
Want to encourage people under the sound of my voice, do not fail the pre-promotion promotion. If the Lord lifts you, if he elevates you, if you get recognition, receive it. Go along for it. God has made, you know, a provision for you, but do not let that promotion go to your head, but just be willing to have the towel of servanthood back again. Go back to that place of servanthood. Keep your heart in a place of humility, because you see, Mordecai got to wear the king's robes, but those were not the robes he was supposed to wear. And Esther chapter 8 and chapter 9, Mordecai got to wear fine linen robes, tailor-made, suited for him. He got to wear the signet ring of the king, which meant legislative authority. He got to wear a crown of gold that was not the king's. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
God has got your own robes, your own that fit you, not somebody else's. You don't have to impersonate a king to feel like a king. God has made us kings and priests. And so when we step into that place and understand our authority, and we understand that we cannot be hidden wherever, however obscure your circumstances or your geographic location, God, you are in the crosshairs of God, and the enemy's circumstances, people may say that you're forgotten, but let me tell you, you are not hidden from God. Your destiny will come looking for you, because from promotion, again, Mordecai went back to the king's gate, but then the real promotion came, and they found Mordecai again at the king's gate, and they brought him into the palace, and he was promoted. See, sometimes we want to change palaces because we are the king's gate, and we want to go in there. Then our recompense comes to find us at that king's gate, and we cannot be found.
Very good.
May we be found faithful. The Lord said, well done, good and faithful servant, not good and talented servant, not good and well-connected servant, but good and faithful servant.
Good and faithful.
You know, I'd rather have the promotion of the Lord. I'd rather be at the king's gate. I'd rather be found faithful, because when the king nods in my direction, over, baby.
Very good.
It's over. When the king says, go find me, David, he's at the king's gate serving. Glory to God.
Yeah.
You see,
that's very
sometimes
good.
We want to move into the palace. We want to set a place when it's not time. But when God says, when the king says it's time, listen, everything, all hell has got to move out of the way, because the king has said so. So many of us are afraid of anonymity. David said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. I sense that this generation that carries the glory and the fire of God will be a generation that walks in humility, that understands their identity in Christ Jesus. They don't need to be stoked. They don't need to be propped up. They don't need to be well spoken of. But their greatest reward is going to be that they have been found faithful. That's the greatest compliment you could give this generation. And I want to encourage those over the nations that are hearing me. God has your number. He's got your address. He's got your email address. He's got your Scott account. He's got every detail of your family. You are not in past failures. Do not define you failures. It's a series of events. It's not a person. You're not a failure. You are who God says you are. You can do the things that God says that you can do. You are an overcomer.
Yeah.
You are overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. You're going to reach your destiny. You're part of this move of God. Wherever it is that you're located on this planet Earth, you better hook up in the Spirit. Link up, because the move of God has already begun. Not that it's going to start. It's already begun.
That's
so
right.
Hook up and link up, because you're going to go for the wildest ride of your life. We get to be a part of what God is doing.
That's right.
But anyway, I apologize, sir. I think I took a little bit longer, but I sure love everybody.
Dr. David Remedios, we love you too. And I want you to, of course, this is a BPN Radio as a prayer broadcast. I really appreciate your words of exhortation and your words of encouragement. But I want you to pray now concerning the revival that is in motion, even though so many people don't see it, and particularly Spanish-speaking people, particularly young people, that young people come out of obscurity, and Spanish-speaking people, whom I've been prophesying for several years, is going to lead this new wave of revival. And the word of the Lord came to the prophet and said, when he was hiding in the cave, he said, "What are you doing in here?" So I believe there's people that are in somewhat hiding, not literally hiding, but they have so much in them, and they are not coming out to share that. And I believe, of course, that means Spanish-speaking people and also young people. I'd just like for you to pray in English and pray in Spanish, because I know that you are from Cuba. I know that there's an army of Spanish-speaking people that needs to be involved in this revival that is now in motion, that has now started in America and other nations of the world. So I'd just like for you to pray a little bit before you go.
Yes, sir. Be my honor. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, wakey, wakey, shaky, the glory of God invading the homes.
Hallelujah.
The sound of my voice, that atmospheres where the sound of this broadcast reaches, measurable, tangible changes, angelic activities being set into motions.
Yes.
I see the ripple effects, like a pebble has fallen upon its very still pond, and their ripple effects are going out continuously, that the waters are being stirred. I call forth those who have been sitting in obscurity, those who have been sitting in a place where they think they're not making a difference. I call them forth in the name of Jesus. We speak to the north. Let them go to the south, to the east, and to the west.
Yes.
Give them up right now in
Jesus'
name. Those of Spanish-speaking people, those of every language, Italian and French and English and Swahili, Lord God, and Afrikaans, Lord, and the Asians, Lord God, Chinese, Taiwanese, Lord God, and every known in every language, Father, in the name of Jesus, yo declaro ahora en el nombre de Jesús que la gloria de Dios invade los corazones, invade los ministerios en este momento. Declaro la presencia de Dios y el fuego del Espíritu Santo en este momento penetrando y ardiendo, causando cambios, Señor, encendiendo ministerios para la honra y la gloria de Dios. Declaro que la gloria de Dios llega a tu sala, donde está sentada, mujer de Dios, no está sola, el Señor está contigo. Hombre de Dios, levántate, Rubén, que este es tu tiempo, este es tu momento. El Señor te ha levantado y te ha hablado y te ha traído al reino para un tiempo como este. Vas a tener éxito, el Señor va a multiplicar tu ministerio, multitudes vendrán a la voz de tu ministerio. Padre, en el nombre de Jesús, Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare and I decree, Father God, it shall no longer be English versus Spanish, but Lord, we will speak as one voice.
Yes.
It will be a bilingual voice, Father God, in this nation.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I pray,
Hallelujah.
Lord God, that the barriers, even the mental or socioeconomic or preconceived barrier, in the name of Jesus, they're coming down.
Yes.
Because there is only one, we are one new man in Christ Jesus. There is no longer Greek or a slave or a free man or a Jewish man, but we are one man in Christ.
Yes.
I declare right now, Lord God, that those who have been sitting in obscurity are coming out in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And I declare that the glory of the Lord is going to overtake them, Lord, in Jesus' name. I pray for divine encounters, kingdom appointments, divine connections in the name of Jesus. I lose your glory over these airwaves right now. Those under the sound of my voice, they're going to have the fire of God. They're going to have, I'm telling you right now, I see it almost like rain, literal rain falling indoors. There shall be signs, even as I'm praying, I just see signs taking place. I see raindrops inside of the house. People are literally getting wet, but that's the former and the latter rain, hallelujah, falling upon your life. This shall be a sign. This shall be a sign that you are to lead those things that are hindering you and move up and step up and step out in Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in this season, in this nation, in the nations of the world. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. And I say amen and amen to that. Well, Dr. David Remedios, I'm so delighted to have you in my life, and thank you for being a part of the BPN radio broadcast. And I just set myself in agreement with you for revival in this nation, as well as other nations of the world. Thank you for sharing about England, because I believe that that you're going to be a major player in the United Kingdom, as well as other nations of the world. Thank you for being on today. God bless you.
My honor, sir. God bless everyone.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
My God, I will listen. gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art smiling, do not pass me by. Let me at a throne of mercy find a sweet relief. Kneeling there in deep contrition, help my sacrifice, salvation, humility, righteousness, faithfulness, grace, forgiveness, love.
Down deep inside my soul, where once it was cold and dark, I can feel God's love taking hold way down deep in my heart. This highway of heartache, he's rocky and rough, I learned a long time ago. You can't build a fire in the ashes of love, and roses don't bloom in the snow. Down deep inside my soul, where once it was cold and dark, I can feel God's love taking hold way down deep in my heart. You were the light in my darkest of days, through storms that were raging within. Then slowly but surely the clouds rolled away, and the sun started shining again. Down deep inside my soul, where once it was cold and dark, I can't feel your love taking hold way down deep in my heart. Down deep inside my soul, where once it was cold and dark, I can't feel your love taking hold way down deep in my heart, way down deep in my heart.